Recording from Tehillim Perek Chazayin 27. This is the Perek that we say between Elul and Tilshmini Atzeres. The David to David. Hashem, Hashem, Ori, you are my light, V'yishi, and my help. Now, when we talk about light, we're not talking about a physical light, because if it's light for one, it's light for another. You can't stop the light from coming to one and not the other. Light is a physical entity, and if it's present, it's present. However, this is talking about a spiritual light, and the Aragonus, the light that was created, and the light at the beginning of the world, and the light that represents the Torah. The Torah is Torah. It's also aura, it's light. Torah is aura, it gives you light, gives you direction. Chazal says it's like somebody traveling with a torch in his hand, with a light. He can prevent himself from falling and tripping all over things. Well, the person without the light, if he travels in darkness, he can't help but tripping and falling. So Hashem Ori, you are my light. V'yishi, and my help. And Chazal tell us that it could be talking about Mitzrayim or all the times when a Jew is in trouble. And by Mitzrayim we had, it's a V'yaras Alayla. Hashem lit up the night for the Jews to travel. And V'yishi, and a help, is Yatzvu Ru'as Yeshuas Hashem. Just sit and you'll see the tremendous help from Hashem. Mi'ira, from who will I be frightened? And Moshe told the Jews, Al Tiro, don't be frightened. But Chazal also tell us, and this is what we read in these times of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Hashem is Ori in Rosh Hashanah. In other words, giving the light. When a person gets a new year, he gets a chance to do mitzvahs. V'yishi, and he gets helped on Yom Kippur, because this is the time of judgment to see if a person is going to be nidon, judged on a positive way. And Yom Kippur gives them the opportunity to be judged in the positive way. Mi'ira, so who should I be afraid of? Hashem ma'oz chayai. Hashem is the power of my life. Mi'efchad, who should I be afraid of? When Hashem is with you, the fears are the things that bring a person down. And if a person has betachin in Hashem to know that Hashem is running the world, why would a person be afraid? He recognizes that everything comes from Hashem. He has no power to change anything except by tefillah. Bikrov alai mireyim. When the evildoers get close to me, le'echol es besari, to eat my flesh, as we're told in Oz Yashir, it says, Erdav Asik Achalek Shalal. I will destroy them. Sarai V'oy V'ayli, they are my enemies. Hema Kashlu V'nafalu. They will trip and they'll fall down. They won't have any power when Hashem decides they get no power. As we're told in Yirmiyah, he asked the question, why is it a Kodesh Baruch Hu when the enemy attacks us and they throw things at us, that they're so successful in their aim? And on a personal level, why is it when you pass a group of youths and a snowball gets thrown at you, it hits you right in the head? Why do they have such good aim? But when Hashem says that you should not have good aim, Hema Koshlu Fanafalu. Im Tachane Alai Machane. If a whole group of army set siege upon me, and Chazal tells us that's the machane in the time of Yom Kippur. There are makatrigin. There are people who are testifying in heaven against the person, and a whole bunch of makatrigin, a whole bunch of antagonists come over, and they say bad things about you. Lo ira libi, my heart will not fear. Im takum alai ma'at milchama, if they get up to fight with war with me, v'zos ani v'teach, with zos. What's zos? That's the Torah. But even after all this, and all the enemies are attacking and looking to fight with me. Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem. One thing I ask from Hashem. So we're told that Achas is one time a year we have a chance to ask from Hashem that all our sins should be forgiven, and that's Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem. Osa avakesh, that I will seek. What's the one thing I need? Shivti b'beis Hashem kol yomei chayai. I should sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzos b'noam Hashem, to see the sweetness of Hashem. I should appreciate the sweetness of Hashem. Somebody can see, can look at all things negatively. You can have all kind of complaints against Hashem. I should be able to see the sweetness of Hashem. Ulevake b'echalo, or to visit in his dwelling, or some say to get up in the morning to visit the Beis HaMikdash. I should be able to have the schus to learn in the yeshiva. I should have the schus to do the mitzvahs. So we're told that David said, Achas sha'alti, one thing I want. Shlomo HaMelech said, Shtayim sha'alti mitoch, I want two things. I want, I shouldn't become rich, I shouldn't become poor, because if I get rich, then I'll deny Hashem, and if I get poor, I may create a chil Hashem. So why did David, Shlomo wanted two things, and David only wanted one thing? So we're told that David said, okay, let me start with the one thing. Many times, we become overwhelmed. We see so many Torah, such a tremendous amount of Torah and mitzvahs. How can we possibly accomplish them? How can we possibly get close to Hashem? So David says, don't take it that way. Achas sha'alti. Just get one thing. Start small, and then Hashem will do the rest. And then you will be able to zochet to get many, many mitzvahs. Ki yitzbeneni b'suko. When you hide me in your covering, let's talk about Yosh, he was hidden in the Beis HaMikdash for many years. B'yom Ra, in the day of evil, yes, Tireni, you will protect me. B'seser, Olo, in the covering of his tent. B'tzur, in the rock, Yerom Ameni, you will lift me. V'ata, now, Yorim Roshi, pick up my head, Aloivai, over my enemies, Sivosai, around me. V'ezbacha, b'ohalo, zivchei, Sirua. And I will be able to sacrifice in his tent the true sacrifices of of song, Ashira Azamra Lashem. I will sing and I will delight and sing to Hashem. Shema Hashem Koli, listen to my voice, Ekra, I call, V'chaneni Vaneni, and have pity on me and answer me. L'cha Amar Libi, to you my heart says, Bakshu Fonai Es Panecha. I seek your face, Hashem Avakesh. Hashem, that's what I seek. Al Taster Panecha Mimeni. Don't hide your face from me. Al Tate Ba'af Avdecha. Don't turn in anger to your servant. As Rossi helped me, so you are. Al Techeni. Don't throw me away. Don't abandon me. Al Tazveni. Another word for abandon. Elokei Yishi, the God of my help. Ki avi ve'imi azavuni. Because my father and mother, they abandoned me. So our Chazal tell us that when the child, after the child is created, the mother and the father, they turn away from each other. And Hashem takes that the fertilized egg and it turns it into a beautiful human being. Hashem yasveni. And Hashem gathers me in. I had another thought on this subject, because if a person has his parents around, then he knows if things get bad, he can always call on his parents. He can call his father or his mother. But when they're no longer here, then who is going to help him? Ki avi v'imi azavuni, because my father and my mother have abandoned me. But who is going to help me? Hashem yasveni. Hashem will gather me in, will take care of me. Horeni Hashem darkecha. Show me Hashem, teach me Hashem your ways. Unecheni ba'orach misher. And lead me according on the straight path. Laman shororoi. So that either the people who hate me shouldn't feel good that I tripped up, or, as the Targum says, this is my praise that I can go on the straight way. Al titneni benefesh tzoroi, don't give me over to the hands of my enemies. Ki kamu vi edei sheker, because they stood upon me, those lying witnesses, v'yafeach chamos, and they speak lies. Lule hemanti, only if I could believe. And we're told, what's lule? Lule is the schosavos, because we're told, ki lule hismamanu, or we're told that schos of the Torah, lule Hashem, schos of Hashem, lule Hashem tzvakos, or we're told that the Torah is lule toroscho shashoi. So we have a number of lules that mean different supports that we have. Lule hamanti, if I believe in lule, or only if I could believe, l'ros b'tov Hashem be'eretz chayim, to see the good of Hashem be'eretz chayim in the future. Kaveh el Hashem. The person has to trust in Hashem, look towards Hashem, pray to Hashem. However, if a person sees that after all the prayer, he is not successful, Chazak v'ameitz libecha, strengthen your heart, v'kaveh el Hashem. Go back a second time. And we're told that any prayer that is said in that fashion is guaranteed to be heard. Because if you keep on persistent and show Hashem that you trust in Him and in His Yeshua, He will send a person, the Yeshua.